NBA Finals Game 4 tonight. Pacers up 2-1. Jeremy, maybe they're prisoners of the moment, but I'm hearing a lot of people tell me they think the Pacers win this series now.
Yeah, I mean, I would sit here and say I think they're prisoners of the moment. I got a buzzing in my ear. Anybody else? No, just me. No, all right, fun times. This is going to be a great show.
It's the bees.
Well, the I know there are a lot of people that are jumping aboard that. They play great. I've said this before. It's about matchups and the teams that get hot at the right time. The Pacers have been hot. Uh-huh. And I think I'll include myself in this, dismiss them a little bit because of how they got here and who they played. And it's not a knock to the Knicks. The Knicks knocked off the big dog, right? They get rid of the Celtics. Yeah. They had to beat the Cavs, but when they got the Cavs, they were all banged up.
Yeah.
So then people are going, yeah, I don't know if I believe in you. They said this before about other teams that have gotten the finals. It was the easiest road to the finals. I don't buy into them. And we've seen teams show us this. I don't think the series is over if the Pacers win tonight. Because, again, this Thunder team can steal one more game on the road and hold serve at home. But, I mean, they've made this very interesting. So, for two small market teams, hopefully people are enjoying these games because they've been relatively close except for two.
Well, I think if you're just diving into basketball, you're one of those just the playoff type of people, Ed. You've heard so much about the Thunder and how dominant they can be. I think it kind of helps the NBA that if you have two small market teams, that the underdog has the advantage right now.
You think you'd be go through that one more time? Two small market teams, and the underdog has the advantage. Why is that an advantage?
Because number one, you have small market teams who don't draw a lot,
right?
And if you're one of these people who just jump in during the playoffs, you know something about the Thunder. You probably expect them to win. So I think having the underdog have the advantage at this point kind of piques your interest bit more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it kind of draws your attention.
I think definitely because everybody expected the Thunder to walk through the series.
So it kind of it's more intriguing. Now, the Thunder could ultimately win, but now you're three games in and they're down 2-1. You know, oh, now let me watch this. You know, maybe the Pacers are a little bit better than you thought.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, the last 2 months of the season, Jeremy, am I right that these are the best two teams in basketball record-wise?
Yeah.
Last 2 months of the season?
Yeah, I mean, the Thunder were the best all year. And then the Pacers, I don't think people were really paying attention to it because, again, this is the way it works in basketball most years. The 1, 2, or 3 seed in the conferences are usually the ones that are going to the finals. I'm not saying it happens every year, but go back and look at it. The majority of the years, you have a feel that one of these two teams is going to the finals in this conference and one of these two teams is going to the finals in this conference. Uh-huh. And the Pacers weren't one of those teams. And I think people just kind of, not dismissed them, just didn't pay attention to them. Because it's like, once we get in the series and they're facing the Cavs, all right, here it is. It's over now. You guys had a nice first-round win, but this series is over. Well, Darius Garland's out. Donovan Mitchell gets hurt. Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, like all these guys are getting hurt, and you're going, well, hell, man, can they come back from it? But this Pacers team, they've been doing this. They did this last year when they got hot in the in-season tournament. And I was talking, you guys remember me talking about them, like, hey, if you guys aren't paying attention, jump on the Pacers totals, because before we know it, they're going to be approaching 250.
250?
250.
That's right. Faf day. Thank you, Ed. Faf day.
I can't get that out of my head.
See, that's all we said in Ireland the entire time.
Stanza.
So do you think the Thunder win tonight?
I have a hard time. They're so good. And I'm watching these games going, how did you guys have that fourth quarter? Like, you got to be kidding me.
So if they lose tonight, if the Pacers win tonight, is this series over?
I don't think so.
You think they can come back and win 3 in a row?
Yeah, the reason being, you go back home where the Thunder are going to be favored by 10 at home. You should win that game. Then you come back to Indiana where the Thunder would be favored by 6 again. You know, like, and I'm not saying because they're favored that means they win, but I think it's
the odds. Favored in every game so far.
Yeah, so for example, when it was 1-1, right, Jay-Z bet $1 million on the Thunder to win in 5, meaning they win the next 3 games. It was only plus 230. To understand that, to win 3 games, if I parlayed 3 games together, it's 6-1. 6-1. Now, he's betting them. It's money lines. You just have to win, not the spread.
Right.
But it just kind of shows you how much of a favorite they are over them. To pick any team in the history of the finals to win 3 games in a row and to bet that this exact thing happens, and you need everything to go right in your way, and it's only plus 230.
See,
I don't know if people are understanding what I'm saying. It's just, it's ridiculous.
See, he's not an Illuminati.
Oh,
because he'd have known that.
He
won.
He lost $1 million. Yeah. No, that's $1 million to a guy like him.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I bet on the last game. I parlayed it. I won, $300-something?
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm not betting anymore. I don't press my luck.
I think you caught your lightning. Just keep it.
Just keep that lightning. If I have this thing, when I win, I stop.
This
is what I'm going to bet. If I bet, I said I was going to bet $100 total on this final series. I'll chop it up. I bet 50 the first time. I won. I'm keeping that other 50. I'm not betting again.
Good. You don't need to.
You don't need to.
No way. Leave it alone. So what you just said is the one thing that gamblers cannot do.
Can't walk away.
You can't walk away. Like, if somebody walked into a casino, put $20 in a slot machine and won $500, yeah, I can understand if that guy takes the $500 and leaves because there are certain people that do it. Most people, once they see that, it's like, oh, well, if I turn $20 into $500, what could I turn $500 into?
Zero.
Real quick.
Zero. Yeah.
That's how it goes, man.
Because if I bet the other 50 and I don't win, that means I'm taking away from what I won. So I just add that 50 to what I won.
Sucks. I went to AC once with a friend. Before our room was ready, we waited for our hotel rooms. I go to a roulette table. I hit twice, like consecutively. I was betting at zero and double zero. Winner. I won like three times in the first 10, 15 spins. And I'm like, now what?
I ever tell you my favorite? So I went to Atlantic City for a poker tournament. And while we're waiting for the tournament to start, I'm on this video poker machine where you can double your bet after you win your hand to bet red or black or higher or lower. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they flip over a card. If it's red, you double your money. And then you can do it again and then double that money. I thought I was on a nickel machine, and I was on a quarter machine. Right. And I'm looking down, and I'm like, oh, my God, how much money did I win? Thinking they were nickels.
Right.
And then once it paid out, I went, holy hell. I just won, quite a few $100. So I gave $100 to all my friends and said, hey, go gamble and have fun. If you win something, give me the $100 back.
Yeah.
Being an idiot like I am with money. Yeah. But the best part was I took everybody to dinner, too, and we went to Hooters. And at Hooters, our waitress had Tourette's. And none of us knew it.
They all have Tourette's. They have two of them.
Do they? Oh. But no, you'd hear something. She's like, what do you want? And you're like, what the hell is that? Beautiful girl. And then they had these, they would slide the tickets all the way across the room from the, like, you'd be sitting 20, 50 feet from the kitchen or whatever, and it's, and you see it just starts barking. And I'd never seen someone that beautiful with that affliction. And it was amazing, man. I couldn't stop laughing. And I felt bad about it, but I don't know. You've seen the girl that has her own TV show now that has Tourette's. It's hilarious the things that come out of her mouth.
Yeah.